Are you curious about what it's like to do brain surgery or care for kids with cancer? Are you curious about how all that laundry gets folded or what it's like to draw blood? Amazing things happen every day at CentraCare and Caris Health, in the clinics, in the hospitals, and behind the scenes. I'm Tim Johnson, and I invite you to join me for this podcast, What It's Like. Our conversations with employees will be a chance to share stories and learn what it's like to be a charge nurse or what it's like to help someone learn to walk again. Or in this episode, what it's like to be an RN in the COVID ICU at St. Cloud Hospital. Listen as Jamie Reed tells doctors and advanced practice providers what it's like to care for the sickest of the sick in this pandemic. Here's what she had to say.
I'm Jamie Reeve. I'm a nurse in the ICU unit here at St. Cloud Hospital. I was just asked to try to paint a picture of what it's like to work in the ICU during this time of COVID. When people ask me in general what it's like to work in the ICU, it's hard to explain to people. You have such a wide variety of what you do. You're doing life-saving treatments, giving multiple infusions and time-sensitive things that you're doing all day long on a normal basis. You miss one of those for even a minute and someone could die. So it's kind of like you're spinning these super important plates all day long. And you're the one who is in that room, one or two rooms only, all the time. And that's what you sign up for. You want to be part of that because that's the kind of person you are. Imagine you have all your plates spinning, and in between those plates, you're doing all your general, just down to the most minute care of turning someone and doing ventilator oral care and suctioning and things like that. And then on top of it, you're underneath all your equipment and you're super hot and you're like suffocating. And these gowns are like plastic garbage bags that you're super sweaty under. And of course you want them on because you don't want to get COVID yourself. And you have this patient that you're in the room and you're isolated and the doors are shut and you can hear, all of a sudden you can hear your alarms going off in your other room. And you just hope that someone else walks down the hall at that moment, especially when it's a red alarm, and looks and sees what's going on in your patient. And at the same time, you're finishing whatever's most important in your current room, getting your gown off, sanitizing, getting to your other room, checking to see what the alarms are. It's always a stressful environment. And it's for 12 plus straight hours. On top of those things, you're thinking, well, I hope I don't get COVID and I hope I don't bring COVID back to my family. And you're also thinking about you get home and then you have this disconnect from society, a large portion of society that thinks, oh, this is ridiculous. This is a hoax. And you're just struggling between, oh my gosh, I live this super stressful trying to fix these people and get them home to their family. And then sometimes you have other people who just aren't even believing it. And it just is very sad. It's sad for everyone, everywhere. We feel terrible for people who've lost jobs and lost businesses. And we would just want to help. We wish everyone could receive help. But what we can do right now for these people who are being infected is just following as carefully as you can to just wear a mask and care about your neighbor. Even if you don't think it's ever going to affect you, just please think about somebody else who it will affect. And then just do some social distancing. Give up some of your comforts and fun and things that you normally have, just so we can try to get through this and other people don't have to suffer and lose their loved ones prematurely. We have an amazing team. The people who work here are amazing. They have gone above and beyond and done everything they can, picking up shift after shift when they're exhausted, because they know that they don't want to leave their coworkers hanging. But the stress is mounting. We were talking one day, and it's like there's just this tiny thin layer over this stress volcano. And most of the time, everybody's amazing. They just keep going and keep going. But just a tiny bit can make that volcano just start to flow over. I'm concerned that in the long run, boy, there's going to be a ton of fatigue and just a lot of baggage from the stress of pushing so hard during a very difficult time.
That's a lot of pressure. Most of us can't know what our colleagues on the front lines of this pandemic have struggled through. Hopefully now, we have a glimpse and a greater appreciation for what it's like. And we'll learn more as we hear from others. And thank you to Jamie for sharing her experience. I'm interested in sharing your story too. What do you do, and what's it like to do it? I'll be highlighting all types of jobs throughout our organization, so send me an email and share your what it's like story. Email me at whatitslike@centricare.com. We'll do this again.